Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ooh, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 7:09. We made it. It is Friday. A morning rain out there, but have no fear. The rain should stop. We'll have a cloudy afternoon. Temperatures in the 50s. I am broadcasting from my home, practicing that social distancing that's so important. If you can work from home, then you should be at home. Walmart Jeff is in the studio in Hartford. Gavin, big news. His baby Lennon should be coming home today. And so hopefully Gavin will be back to work with us on Monday. But oh my gosh, Walmart Jeff, did you hear about Taylor Swift?
No, why? What's going on? Oh, she donated to that record store, right?
Well, she did. She saved a small record store in Nashville.
Yeah.
But get this. She just donated money to a girl in Newington, a sophomore student in Newington, because she lost two of her jobs because of the coronavirus outbreak. Her name is Jess Buslutis. Hopefully I'm saying it right. Jess Buslutis, sitting on her couch the other day, yesterday, when a notification popped up on her phone that said, you received that $3,000 from Taylor Swift Nation LLC. I know. She's a sophomore at Smith College. She had returned home to Newington after, of course, the college closed its doors. She said she lost her on-campus tour guide job, also her babysitting gig. Her mom is at home, like a lot of parents are too, and they were struggling with their bills. Jess says, she posted that I was really struggling, and it was a hard time. I posted my Venmo and PayPal link, and boom, $3,000 from Taylor Swift. Jess says, this is the note that was sent with the $3,000 check. It says, Jess, I saw your post about everything you're going through. I'm sorry you lost your campus job, and I can see that this situation has caused you intense anxiety. I hope this gift of $3,000 will help and that you and your mom are healthy and safe. Sending you hugs, Taylor Swift. Walmart, how much have I told you? Like, I love Taylor Swift and her family.
Yeah, absolutely. She is amazing. I mean, no matter what, I mean, she does this. It's on the down low, and we usually don't find out for like days after it happens. I love it.
I love Taylor Swift. Jess says she and her mom used the money to pay bills, and they desperately needed it. So a big shout out to Taylor Swift this morning, and of course to Jess and her mom. I'm so happy that they could relieve, or Taylor Swift could take away some of that stress for you. But you can see the note. I've got the whole post and everything. Taylor Swift helping out a student in Newington. Check it out right now. Just head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. Lewis Capaldi, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Morning rain, a cloudy afternoon. Temps in the low 50s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, no, since we're all pretty much in lockdown, we have to stay at our houses. We really can't go out. A lot of people are suggesting things that we do. Now, here for me, I am not working out in a time like this, and I'm not eating healthy.
Okay, well, I'm still eating healthy. I'm trying to work out. Yesterday, I forced myself. I have all day, by the way. I forced myself to do some push-ups and some sit-ups, and I think I hurt my arm.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, I just did lazy girl sit-ups.
Yesterday afternoon, I saw my wife running up the street, and I just assumed somebody was chasing her. I was like, what the hell is my wife? Why isn't my wife on the couch where she usually is?
But she's working out.
Yeah, she's working out. But anyways, doctors are saying that we should be doing this one thing. And Courtney, you actually did this year. And doctors want us to start doing it again.
Okay.
They want us to start doing a dry COVID-19.
Oh, that's rough. I don't know. I was just thinking about it myself because my girlfriend, she literally sent me a text saying 4 o'clock cocktails because that's what we're going to do. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
And I almost sent back, I might need a day off, but instead I said, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I remember, Courtney, I remember how tough it was for you to do January. You like kind of breezed right through January. Then when you got to January 30th, you're like, you know what? I'm going to have a cocktail. And then you didn't realize there were 31 days in January. And it got really, the last 24 hours for you were really hard.
I will say, if anybody's going to do like a dry COVID, it's perfect. Alcohol is a depressant. And of course, we're all inside. We're not getting as much sun. So it's best to stay away from alcohol. And I'll just tell you, the hardest part is the first few days. Once you get past the first few days, you're good. And my suggestion is if you've got seltzer, trick yourself. Just put seltzer in a wine glass with a lemon slice and you're going to think you're having a cocktail.
Now, when you say the first few days are the hardest, is that the first three weeks or the first like 3 days?
No, it's like only the first 10 days. It's really, and then the last two. So it is difficult, but hey, if you can do it, I say go for it. It's awesome. Great tip, Walmart, Jeff. Yeah. Are you going to do it?
No, I'm having a, okay. I'm having a Bloody Mary in the studio right now.
You probably are. All right. You know, one other thing you need to be doing. This is what you need to be doing. Listening, because we're helping you with your bills. We give away $1,000, but we do it 12 times a day. Another chance for you to win $1,000 is coming up at 8. All the hits, Kiss 95, 7 Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:39. It is time for Hollywood. I love this story. Newington College sophomore who lost her jobs because of the coronavirus outbreak just got money from Taylor Swift. Jess Buslowitz, a sophomore at Smith College, had returned home to Newington after, of course, her college closed its doors, which meant she lost her on-campus tour guide job. She also lost her babysitting gig. She says, I posted that I was really struggling and it was a hard time for me and my mom. She then posted her Venmo and her PayPal link, and all of a sudden, she got a notification.
I was sitting on the couch. It was 6:20 p.m. And I'm sitting on the couch and the notification pops up and I literally like dropped my phone. My mom probably thought I was hurt or something. I love her. I've always supported her, and I know that this is the kindness she has.
The notification said, you received $3,000 from Taylor Nation LLC. It came with a note from Taylor Swift saying, Jess, I saw your post about everything you're going through. I'm sorry you lost your campus job. I can see that this situation has caused you intense anxiety, and I hope this gift of $3,000 will help and that you and your mom are healthy and safe. Sending you big hugs, Taylor Swift. She and her mom use the money to pay bills. I just love Taylor Swift, and I love her mom too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Way to go.
You can see that post on our blog, but don't forget, we're also helping you with your bills. We've got another chance for you to win $1,000. That is coming up at 8. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. I always say his name wrong, Walmart Jeff. Bezos.
Yeah, you're Bezos.
Who cares? How about who cares-os? Anyway, Jeff Bezos donated $100 million. $100 million to Feeding America. He announced he's sending that gift to the nonprofit organization Feeding America. Yesterday, Oprah Winfrey donated $10 million to several organizations Feeding America. Leo DiCaprio donated $5 million. Apple donated $5 million as well.
And the $100 million that the Amazon guy donated is just like a drop in the bucket for him.
I can't, and he said it's a gift. Like, this is just, this is a gift.
Here you go.
Here, take it. Wow. And nothing can stop Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez from going to the gym. You know how much I love J-Lo. Now I'm thinking she's an irresponsible parent.
Really?
That's just me. And I'm not a parent. And I'm very angry.
Why?
They went to the gym to work out during a global pandemic and a stay-at-home order. They were spotted leaving a Miami gym that had a sign posted on the door that said, this gym is not open. Stay home, stay safe. They went in, they worked out, they were led to their car by a security guard who was wearing a mask and had sanitizing wipes in his hands. So maybe they opened the gym just for them. Look, they have children. They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez don't have a home gym at this point.
They have millions of dollars and they don't have a home gym.
I'm lifting weights with milk jugs in my house. They can make it work, okay? You can see them leaving the gym and more in all of these stories, including Taylor Swift helping out a family in Newington. That is up right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. Maybe your good news is that you made a perfect beef stew in the crock pot. That's perfect. Right about now, we're doing a lot of cooking. Call me with your good news. I've got good news if you want to binge watch TV this weekend. HBO will make 500 hours of programming free to stream over HBO Now and HBO Go without any subscription starting today, which means you can binge watch The Sopranos, which that's what I'm going to do.
I've watched The Sopranos 3 times, Courtney. It gets better every time.
Well, okay. And if you want to watch something else, you can watch Pokemon Detective Pikachu. You could watch that instead, Walmart Jeff, because that is also free from HBO.
Yeah,
there you go.
Stick with The Sopranos. Yeah.
That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, Courtney, but it's going to be everywhere today after I break it. This Amazon driver down in Maryland. I mean, the Amazon drivers, UPS drivers, FedEx drivers, they're going through a lot of deliveries this
yes.
time around.
Yes.
This Maryland Amazon driver was actually caught on video relieving himself in the front lawn of a customer's, you know, house. He was dropped the package off. And then he dropped trow. He kind of looked around to see if anyone was looking, not knowing that there was a doorbell cam, you know, on the porch.
Yeah.
And he peed right on the front lawn. So that's a story you're going to hear everywhere today, but you heard it here first on KISS 95.7.
I give him a pass, Walmart Jeff. These delivery drivers are working 24/7. If they have to go to the bathroom on my lawn, I don't care if it's one, two, or if there's a three, go for it. Because otherwise they have to stop and find a public restroom. They don't have a bathroom in their trucks. I'm okay with that.
All right, but
I'm okay with that, Walmart Jeff.
But why is it you yell at me every time I pee on your front lawn?
Because that was before we were in lockdown, and you're not a truck driver bringing essentials to people 24/7.
Okay.
You were just drunk. Big difference.
All right.
But anyway. I give them a pass. I sure do. Hey, do you have some good news? Share it with us. 860-247-9570. Oh, gosh, that song. That song makes me feel powerful. I love it. Katy Perry, Roar, all the hits, KISS 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 8:11. We're going to see some morning rain clouds this afternoon. Temps in the low 50s. I'm broadcasting from my home in Windsor. Walmart Jeff holding it down in Hartford. Gavin is at home. We believe he's feeling better from the flu, obviously, because his son Lennon is coming home from the NICU today.
Yeah, and I think he has a golf outing scheduled for tomorrow, so he'll be sick again on Monday.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. But yeah, so we are, I want to say is this week three or four that we've been doing our self-isolation? Like, you and I have been apart, Walmart Jeff.
I don't know. I thanked you earlier for telling me it was Friday, so I have no, I think we're going on like 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
So 3 weeks of this, I was thinking, what is the one surprising thing you're going through? And I don't mean mentally, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
But what you're going through in your house, not toilet paper, like everybody hoarded toilet paper, but everybody is going through certain things that is surprising. That's not toilet paper. For me, it's barbecue sauce. Like barbecue sauce. I can't find it. It's
really?
Sold out everywhere, but I don't even eat barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I thought, barbecue sauce has sugar in it. You do the old keto thing. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea what's going on.
What?
I thought, like, all of a sudden I have to have barbecue sauce on everything. It doesn't matter. I could have a scrambled egg and be like, hey, let's have some barbecue sauce. I don't know what's going on.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, for me, it would have to be, Courtney, you're going to kill me for saying this. Jesus.
Oh!
Those
are my favorite.
Yeah, right before this whole thing happened, Stop and Shop in East Hampton had like buy one, get one free. So I bought like six boxes, which equaled 12 boxes. We had 12 boxes of Cheez-Its. I think we're down to like two, but I've been blaming it on my daughter. And here's how bad it has gotten. I actually have, you know, placed the actual Cheez-It box in my daughter's room at night to make it look like she's eating them and not me. Because my wife is getting upset that we're running through Cheez-Its. I'm actually framing my kids for eating the Cheez-Its in our house.
Yes. I'm just trying to figure out, is it just us? I think everybody is going through something that is surprising. Like they're using more of something that they never thought they'd use so much of.
Yeah, and I'm really shocked by you and the barbecue sauce, because you're very strict keto. That's like mind-blowing, Courtney.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how I can make my own barbecue sauce, except for we're running low on ketchup. So I don't even know if I can. I'm freaking out.
And you can't find ketchup either.
I know. I'd love it. Hey, if you're going through something that you never thought you would go through, you know, something surprising, call us and tell us about it. For me, it's barbecue sauce. For Walmart Jeff, it's Cheez-Its. What is it for you? 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
It's Jessica.
Oh my gosh, Jessica, welcome to the show. We're talking
about
the one thing, like a surprising thing you're going through while you're at home. For me, it's barbecue sauce. Walmart Jeff, it's Cheez-Its. What is it for you, Jessica?
We're going through peanut butter like it's nobody's business, and we never, a thing of peanut butter would last us 3 months before this.
Isn't it? It's so bizarre. I agree. Like, are you just having peanut butter sandwiches, peanut butter on apple, peanut butter in a spoon?
My son is eating it on everything. Animal crackers, sandwiches. Never wanted it before. Now that he's stuck at home, that's all he wants.
It's so bizarre. I'm glad it's not just us, Jessica. Are you on your way to work?
I am.
And what do you do?
I work for a nonprofit, and right now we are gathering all essentials like masks and gloves to donate to hospitals.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you so much for doing that, Jessica. I've been sewing masks in my basement for like a couple of days, but I am a new sewer, so it's taking me forever just to sew like one mask. I am so glad you guys are doing that.
It's so hard to make them, I hear.
It's a little, I mean, I think real good sewers could probably whip them out real quick. I'm not a good sewer, so it's taking me some time, but I'm so thankful you're doing what you're doing, and I hope that you're also staying safe while you're doing it, Jessica.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening, and enjoy that peanut butter.
Yes. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. So what are you, surprising thing you're going through? 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shannon. So I've noticed throughout this whole pandemic, I'm going through a ton of Pop-Tarts.
Oh my God. Shannon, that's hysterical. So
right?
Yeah, and for some reason, I'm going through barbecue sauce. I don't even like barbecue sauce, but for some reason I want it on everything. I would eat it on a Pop-Tart if I could.
I don't even think that I like Pop-Tarts, but for some reason I'm eating like two or three packages of them a day.
That is just crazy. Here's a hint, though. This is what makes the Pop-Tarts really good. As long as it's not frosted, put it in the toaster and then put a little melted butter on the top of it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Maybe a sprinkle
I might
of,
start doing that.
Try it. Maybe a little sprinkle of salt as well. Get back to me tomorrow, Shannon, and tell me how good that is.
I will.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling. Are you on your way to work?
No, actually, I'm an essential employee, but every other Friday we have off.
Fantastic. So you're home and you're safe and you're in your PJs eating Pop-Tarts. I love it.
Not quite. I'm volunteering at the Fishes and Loaves Soup Kitchen in Enfield today.
Oh, nice. Fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, stay safe and enjoy those Pop-Tarts. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay. So what are you going through that's surprising? 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, Kelsey.
Kelsey, welcome to the show. We're talking about just surprising things we're going through. For me, it's like I'm going through barbecue sauce, and Walmart is Cheez-Its. What are you going through?
I am actually going through a lot of bird seed.
Okay.
We buy bird seed now to watch the birds outside for my significant other who's home all day.
I tell you what, I totally agree. I just filled up my bird feeder the other day, yesterday actually, because that's all I'm doing is just kind of standing there waiting for the birds to come and eat the food. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, my significant other's home all day, so she needs something to look at. And those birds, I don't know, they're going through it just like we are.
They are. But I tell you what, the birds are so stoked because I feel like, I don't know if it's just you, but I feel like the squirrels are self-isolating and they're in lockdown because I haven't seen any squirrels eating the bird seed. So my birds are flocking to the bird feeder.
Oh, my God. I have squirrels, chipmunks, birds. They're all hanging around our bird seed, but they may be in isolation.
Disney.
Who knows? They sense things.
It's like Disneyland at your house.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. Absolutely.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for calling. Are you on your way to work?
I am.
And what do you do that you need to go to work?
I'm a registered medical assistant at the hospital, Griffin Hospital. Today's my last day, and I'm starting to work at St. Mary's Hospital next week.
Oh, my gosh. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for sacrificing for us at this time. We really appreciate it. You guys are our heroes right now. I hope you know that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. My heart goes out to all families and everybody that is being affected by this. It deeply saddens me. And I'm grateful to be able to help in any way I can. So thank you guys for keeping me going.
And I tell you what,
can
you... Can you also thank your significant other when you get home? Because I'm sure she is holding it down for you, you know, in other ways. I'm thankful for her as well.
Oh, I will. And if I could give a shout out to her, her name's Amanda. She was in a car accident 5 months ago.
her legs are crushed. She's still in a wheelchair, and she's pushing, and she's fighting for her life, and she's amazing. So I just want to
shout out to her. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Amanda, we love you. You got this. You're going to get stronger each and every day. Focus on those birds. Focus on getting healthy. And just, I appreciate you going to work. I appreciate Amanda. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing. And I'm going to send prayers right now to Amanda.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. You're amazing.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.